Niche goods and online entertainment rival hit products in demand. In today's digital economy, businesses are discovering a new path to success beyond just selling blockbuster hits like bestseller books or top-charting songs. Instead, they are thriving by offering a vast array of products that cater to niche interests, a strategy known as the long tail. Consider Amazon's approach. While traditional stores can stock only a fraction of the books available online, Amazon offers an impressive selection of around 5 million titles. Surprisingly, more than 30% of their book sales come from titles that you won't find on the shelves of most stores. The same principle applies to music streaming. Take Rhapsody, for instance. They boast a library of over 4.5 million songs, ensuring that even lesser-known tracks are streamed at least once every month. This demonstrates that niche songs can be just as profitable as chart toppers. Both Amazon and Rhapsody illustrate the power of variety in the online marketplace. They show that catering to diverse tastes and interests can be equally profitable compared to focusing solely on popular products. This concept of the long tail challenges the traditional belief that only the most popular items drive significant profits. Equal access to production boosts content creation and extends reach. The relationship between supply and demand is heavily influenced by the abundance of content available in today's digital age. Technology, such as affordable PCs, has democratized content creation, allowing almost anyone in the Western world to produce music, films, or ebooks. This accessibility has led to a significant 36% increase in album releases and the upload of over 300,000 free tracks to MySpace between 2004 and 2005 alone. With the cost of production being so low, people are now motivated to create content for a variety of reasons beyond financial gain. While professionals still consider profitability due to their substantial investments in production, many individuals create content simply for enjoyment, experimentation, or personal expression. Moreover, amateurs have become significant contributors to platforms like Wikipedia, which has grown to encompass over 4 million articles, surpassing the Encyclopedia Britannica's 120,000 entries by a large margin. This shift signifies that content creation is no longer the exclusive domain of professionals, but is open to anyone globally who has access to inexpensive production tools. However, creating content is only the beginning of the challenge. Equally important is the task of ensuring that content reaches its intended audience and convinces them to engage with it, a process known as distribution. The role of aggregators in expanding access to niche products. Making distribution accessible to everyone allows people to find more content and expands the variety of products available. However, finding exactly what we want can still be a challenge. Today, distribution depends on aggregators like Amazon or eBay, which organize a vast number of products and make them easier to search for and purchase. The more tools there are to find niche products, the more of these products can be sold. Aggregators play a key role in structuring unorganized markets so that anyone can search for and locate almost any product. For example, if you were looking for a rare book, visiting a single used bookstore would likely be a waste of time. But if you could search the inventories of all used bookstores at once, your chances of finding it, and at a competitive price, would increase dramatically. Online retailers like Alibris make this possible. They let bookstore owners upload their inventories to a shared database, enabling customers to search for and order books much more easily. This system makes rare or niche items easier to find. Aggregators today fall into two main categories. The first is the hybrid aggregator, which sells physical goods online, such as Amazon, Alibris, or eBay. The second is the digital aggregator, which sells only digital content, like iTunes or Rhapsody. Digital aggregators have almost no economic limits because adding more products costs them nothing. On the other hand, hybrid aggregators face economic challenges. For example, if a book sells just one copy a year, the cost of storing it might outweigh the benefit of offering it at all. Assist customers filter options to ensure desired purchases effectively. In today's world, there are countless niche products and content available, making it challenging to discover what matches our personal preferences. This is where filters become essential. They act as tools that help us sift through the vast array of options to find what appeals to us. In the past, our consumer choices were guided by pre-filters, which anticipated what products would succeed in the market. Nowadays, however, post-filters play a pivotal role by influencing consumer behavior after products have already been released. They shape our preferences and direct us toward specific products and content that cater to our interests. The hidden costs of shelf space in traditional retail. Shelf space is expensive, so businesses prioritize bestsellers to stay profitable. This approach often overlooks customer interests. Online businesses, however, can focus on the long tail of less popular items because they avoid retail overhead costs like maintaining shelf space. Physical shelves come with hidden costs. To break even, each square foot of shelf space must earn $100-$150 per month. Additionally, shelves limit what customers can find. At supermarkets, for example, customers often miss items because they're either looking in the wrong place or the product is invisible. This imbalance between supply and demand forces traditional stores to focus on their top-selling products, following the Pareto principle, where 20% of products generate 80% of the revenue. To stay profitable, stores prioritize this 20%, which limits consumer choices. For example, a movie rental store pays around $22 annually to stock a single DVD, but only a few titles are rented often enough to cover that cost. This model makes it difficult for traditional retailers to cater to diverse customer interests. Supermarkets typically stock 30,000 items, organizing them to maximize profit and simplify delivery. However, each product, like a can of tuna, can only be placed in one category, even though it might fit into others like low-fat, under $2, canned food, or fish. Unlike online stores, physical shelves can't suggest products based on other purchases. While shelves are essential for traditional retail, they come with economic and logistical limitations that don't apply to the long-tail strategy of online retail. Internet distribution cuts costs and meets needs with less inventory. Internet-based businesses have a big advantage over traditional stores. They don't need to worry about running out of space to store products. This unlimited shelf space allows them to offer a huge variety of items while keeping costs low. Because they don't need as much profit to cover storage costs, they can afford to serve niche markets and specific customer preferences. For example, movie studios charge digital subscription services the same licensing fee for each title as they do for DVDs in physical rental stores. However, unlike stores that pay about $22 annually per title for shelf space, digital services don't have this cost. This means they can keep offering titles indefinitely without paying extra. Thanks to their unlimited shelf space, online retailers can offer customers an incredible range of choices without removing older or less popular items. As a result, they can satisfy more people's unique preferences without adding costs. Offering such variety also allows customers to find the products they want most. In traditional retail, this level of variety would only be possible in a highly specialized store. Take the niche market of documentaries as an example. Because documentaries appeal to a smaller audience, you'll only find a few in most video rental stores. Netflix, however, can provide nearly endless options. In fact, in 2003, Netflix accounted for almost 50% of the revenue for some U.S. documentaries. Could traditional retail adopt this model if they found a way to eliminate shelf space costs? Unfortunately, the answer is no. Research shows that too many choices in a physical store confuse shoppers, leading to fewer purchases. Online shopping avoids this problem because it uses filters, recommendations, and rankings to organize options. This helps customers easily find what they're looking for, making them more likely to buy. Niche markets exist beyond toys and advertising, across various industries. The concept of the long tail applies to many industries, not just entertainment. Let's look at how it works in manufacturing and advertising. Lego uses the long tail by catering to niche markets and empowering users to create their own products. Its online store offers over 1,000 products, with 90% not available in regular retail stores. One example was its Lego Factory service. With this, anyone could design their own Lego models and upload them. Lego would send all the bricks needed to build the model, and other Lego fans could buy it. Popular designs were even turned into official Lego products. Before the service ended, over 100,000 kits were created using Lego Factory. In advertising, Google's self-service model takes advantage of the long tail by selling millions of ads for millions of unique search terms. The top 10 search terms on Google make up only 3% of total searches, while the remaining 97% consists of millions of less common terms. Google's system lets businesses bid on keywords in an automated auction. Rare and specific search terms cost less than popular ones, making advertising more affordable. Since Google's ads are text-based, they are also cheap to create and place online. This approach shows how companies in different industries can succeed by targeting niche audiences instead of just focusing on the most popular products or services. Optimize your business by expanding offerings and guiding customer preferences. To leverage the long tail effectively, start by expanding your product range efficiently. Centralizing your inventory reduces costs and simplifies offering a wide variety of products. Physical location matters less if everything is digitally accessible, as seen with iTunes and Rhapsody. For businesses focused on digital media, ensure you offer formats like MP3, FLAC, and WAV to cater to diverse customer preferences. This approach maximizes your ability to meet specific needs effectively. Next, prioritize accessibility for customers. Whether it's streaming, downloading, or purchasing DVDs, flexibility is key. People now prefer to watch shows and pursue hobbies on their own schedule, not according to TV schedules. Successful platforms like Amazon, eBay, and iTunes exemplify this approach, offering services that are accessible anytime, anywhere. Building a distribution system that's independent of time and place is crucial for reaching today's consumers effectively. A targeted marketing campaign is more effective than a generic advertisement. One effective strategy in marketing is to target specific customer groups rather than attempting to appeal broadly. Known as long-tail marketing, this approach aims to forge deep connections with customers by addressing their unique interests and needs. Chevrolet exemplified this strategy through consumer-generated advertising. They encouraged the public to create their own TV ads using professionally shot footage, resulting in the production of over 30,000 videos. Some of these ads not only met Chevrolet's objectives, but also ignited discussions on critical issues such as global warming and social responsibility. This innovative approach generated a viral buzz around the brand, significantly enhancing consumer awareness and driving notable sales acceleration for Chevrolet's Tahoe model compared to previous years. Another successful niche marketing case revolves around personal experiences. In 2005, Jeff Jarvis garnered widespread attention with his blog post titled "Dell Hell," where he detailed frustrating encounters with Dell computers. This post quickly caught the mainstream media's interest, popularizing the term "Dell Hell" online. In response, Dell established a dedicated team to actively monitor and address customer complaints found on the internet. This proactive approach not only expedited issue resolutions, but also bolstered Dell's reputation for customer service excellence. Microsoft changed its image by launching Channel 9, a webpage where employees share blogs and discuss their work. With about 4.5 million unique visitors each month, Channel 9 helps Microsoft appear more open and transparent, rather than a large, faceless corporation. Customers can explore topics that interest them, such as Xbox programming, font use in the media center, or solving SQL issues. Key points: 1. Online businesses flourish by offering diverse niche products, not just popular ones. 2. Technology democratizes content creation, boosting diverse media production globally. 3. Digital platforms simplify access to niche goods, expanding consumer choice. 4. Consumer reviews and recommendations empower informed purchasing decisions online. 5. Online stores adapt with a flexible strategy, contrasting with traditional retail limitations. 6. User-generated content, like Chevrolet's ads, enhances consumer engagement creatively.